The COVID-19 Omicron variant has spread into Santa Clara County. Public health officials say it's been detected in all four of the county's sewer sheds, meaning it's throughout the population. Sarah Cody is Santa Clara County Public Health Director.
So as of this morning, we have 10 confirmed cases of Omicron reported to us here in Santa Clara County. I want to tell you just a little bit more about those 10 cases. Four were unvaccinated, five were vaccinated but not yet boosted, and one was boosted but just boosted, not within the 2 weeks of their exposure. They had a combination, a handful had had international travel, a handful had had domestic travel, and a handful were household contacts.
Cody says indications from Europe show the Omicron variant will spread quickly and is expected to overwhelm local hospital systems that are responding to an uptick in Delta variant cases this holiday season. Just as officials pre-warned of a surge last year when Italy experienced a deadly Delta variant wave, Cody says this year they're seeing highly vaccinated countries like Norway surging larger than before. Santa Clara County Health Officer Dr. Marty Fenstersheib says vaccines are not enough. He's urging people to get booster shots. Citing new data from the National Institutes of Health, he says boosters provide a necessary defense to Omicron as vaccines wane 6 months out.
Looking at Pfizer, that the effectiveness against Omicron was at about 30%. When you boosted that person, the effectiveness went up to 75% at least. So that's some preliminary data. Very clear data that, again, the vaccines work. It's just that we need to boost them so that we have more of it on board to protect ourselves.
Their forewarning comes as Santa Clara County hits a milestone. 80% of its total population is fully vaccinated. But those numbers drop by half when it comes to getting a booster shot. According to county data, only 44% of those 18 years and older have received one. And there's gaps in who's getting boosters and who's not, notably communities of color. Fenstersheib urges the immunocompromised and seniors to get booster shots. He says they're working to close the disparity of who's getting booster shots. He says white and Asians are outpacing Latino and blacks. Between 48% and 53% of Asian and white people have received a booster in Santa Clara County, whereas 33% to 37% of blacks and Latinos have gotten one. Officials say there's no one sure strategy to ward off COVID-19's latest mutation, but it's a multi-pronged approach. Vaccines, mask wearing, social distancing, and boosters. They're urging people to get their shots and testing before gathering this holiday season. Again, Dr. Cody.
I think what makes this so difficult is, one, we now have a variant that all evidence suggests grows really fast and takes over really fast. And it's happening in a setting where, one, we're all anticipating, gosh, can't we please relax for the winter holidays? Two, we've been at this for 2 years. We're awfully tired. Please don't tell us to do anything else, right? That is how we all feel. So that combination is really challenging. However, we can't simply, lay down or put our head in the sand. And when I look around the corner, what I see is a whole lot of Omicron.
The announcement comes as the U.S. has marked 800,000 COVID-19 deaths. Earlier this week, 3,633 more people have died since then, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.